This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Countries agreed early Sunday at the COP27 climate summit to set up a fund to help poor countries being battered by climate disasters, but paused before backing a wider deal outlining global resolve to fight climate change. After tense negotiations that ran through the night, the Egyptian COP27 presidency released a text of the draft agreement and simultaneously called a plenary session to gavel it through as a final overarching agreement. The session approved the text provision to set up a loss and damage fund to help developing countries bear the immediate costs of climate-fueled events such as storms and floods. But immediately after, Switzerland called for a 30-minute suspension to allow time to study the new text. Negotiators earlier had expressed worry about changes being negotiated and written so late in the process. Britain's prime minister has made a surprise visit to Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Arriving at Ukraine's presidential palace, snowflakes fell from above. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak shook hands with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as they joked about the weather. In his first visit to Kyiv as prime minister, Sunak promised to send Ukraine more air defense technology, including well over 100 anti-aircraft guns. The $60 million air defense package comes as Russia has been pounding Ukraine's energy infrastructure. The barrage on key targets, including the power grid, has caused widespread blackouts for millions of Ukrainians amid freezing weather. Sunak praised Ukraine's strength in the face of Russian aggression.
The courage of the Ukrainian people is an inspiration to the world. In years to come, we will tell our grandchildren of your story.
I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Elon Musk said Saturday he will reinstate Donald Trump's account on Twitter, reversing a ban that has kept the former president off the social media site since a pro-Trump mob attacked the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th of 2021. Musk made the announcement in the evening after holding a poll that asked Twitter users to click yes or no on whether Trump's account should be restored. The yes vote won with 51.2%. It's not clear whether Trump will actually return to Twitter. He said in the past he will not rejoin Twitter even if his account is reinstated. Kazakhstan is holding a snap presidential vote on Sunday. The vote's expected to cement incumbent Kasym Yomart Tokayev's grip on power, months after the deadly unrest that spurred a historic power shift in the Central Asian country. Last January, 238 people died in protests over the high cost of living in the former Soviet Republic. Kazakhstan has since stabilized, but tensions persist. While 12 million Kazakhs are eligible to vote in Sunday's election, Tokayev faces no real opposition. All five of his challengers are virtually unknown. Residents of northern New York State are trying to dig out from the dangerous lake effect storm that's dropped more than 2 meters of snow in some places. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says the Buffalo area is being hit the hardest, with the highest snow totals in Orchard Park.
77 inches, and that is storm total so far. Other areas around Buffalo have ranged anywhere from 20 to over 40 inches, but there's quite a bit of areas on the south side of town that have seen anywhere between 40 to 60 inches of snow.
And he says it's not over yet.
This evening and through early next week, we're expecting another round of lake effect snow.
The NFL moving the Buffalo Bills Sunday home game against the Cleveland Browns to Detroit. I'm Julie Walker.
Nepalis are voting Sunday in a general election that few expect to bring drastic change or a government able to quickly revive one of the slowest growing economies in South Asia. The election pits the ruling alliance of the Nepali Congress Party against the Nepal Communist Unified Marxist-Leninist Party. There are no pre-election polls, but political analysts expect the ruling alliance to retain power. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris met briefly with Chinese President Xi Jinping Saturday on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Bangkok. A White House official said the vice president emphasized that U.S. and China must maintain open lines of communication to manage the competition between them. Marissa Melton, VOA News.